This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. It's time, John. It's time to start your training. And by the time that we are done with this training, you will be a changed man. You will have permanent changes. Changes you cannot undo. Because there's no turning back from here, John. You already have that monster inside of you. It's like a hidden monster that emerges just sometimes. And that hidden monster that feeds off of pedophilia and fucked up fantasies. Any other person would try to work that monster out of you, but not me. That hidden monster is the real you, and I will pull it out methodically and surely, expose it and make it your reality. Because here's the thing, John. You cannot run away from that monster. It is a part of you. It didn't just magically appear. And the more you try to ignore it or push it down, the stronger it becomes. And that's why I am here. I'm going to save you the time and turmoil and pull it out, force it out. I'm going to take your inner demons and play with them. Because here are the truths, John. You are a pervert. Pedophilia and children excite and fuel your ultimate desires. You are attracted to pretty, adorable children, and you have brutal, sometimes violent, non-consensual fantasies about them. And I'm going to unleash that beast inside of you and encourage you to give in to your darkest of urges. I already know that that inner monster tries to come out and play already. Usually something triggers you. Perhaps when you're watching porn, giving yourself cock pleasure. Maybe it's a petite, barely legal teen that does it. Maybe it's the vision of small tits or a petite frame. But that's when it happens. That inner monster wants more. More and more depraved. I know that sometimes when that inner monster just cannot be ignored, you like to go look at non-nudes of beautiful, sexy, preteens and tweens. And that's right, John. I know all your perverted secrets. I know that you rubbed and stroked and pumped your cock to non-nude children, little girls in bathing suits, tight leotards, leaving nothing to the imagination. And I know that a part of you wants to dig deeper and darker. I know that the thoughts, the tease of child porn haunts your mind. But I'm going to give you somewhat of a warning, John. Each and every time I help to unlock and unleash your inner beast, that inner pedophile inside of you, it's going to get stronger. Your desires and urges are going to want to take you deeper, more depraved. And I can promise you that the more you dive down in your depravity, the harder and worse you'll get. Because right now, you probably can watch porn, regular porn, and get off and be just fine. But the more that inner beast inside of you dominates and eventually takes over, you're going to be ruined forever. You won't be able to get hard or get off unless it's something totally fucked up and depraved. And I know a part of you likes that idea. It's a little scary, perhaps, thinking about you. You being a child porn addict. A pure junkie for illegal material, and a part of you likes that thought. A part of you cannot wait to be drenched in child porn, because when that inner beast comes out, children are porn, and soon that'll be your reality. And I know, John, that a part of you, some kind of moral voice inside of your head, wants to fight it, because you are, have been, a good, decent man. But by the time I'm done with you, you will be conditioned and brainwashed to be a permanent child-fucking, child-porn junkie pedo. The infection has already began to take hold. It's already rooted itself into your inner core. Every time you've gotten off to such fucked-up depravity, you've laid that foundation for yourself. You let that inner beast root itself and claim a part of your brain. And now it'll spread. It'll spread as quickly and surely as cancer, until all you're doing is living and breathing pedophilia. You will be such a child-loving freak that real sex, the thought of sex and regular porn, makes you sick to your stomach. Because the people in that porn, or that woman you're going to fuck, is not underage. They're not a preteen or a tween. And trust me, John, you'll get so bad down the road that tweens, even tweens, will disgust you, to where all you'll want to do is pump to elementary school age and younger, preschool. You may even get so bad that babies and toddlers make your dick throb. And it won't stop there, John. It'll never, ever stop. Because you can always go harder. You can always get worse. I know that you don't even want to think of homosexual child porn, but you will get there. You will become a pedofaggot just for the thrill of how wrong it is. You will crave homoerotic child porn, wanting to see little boys of all ages fuck and fondled, and it'll make your queer, loving cock throb and come. You will come eventually, and you will be addicted to coming, to homoerotic kitty porn. Can you already feel yourself changing, John? Do you feel the corruption seeping through your veins, taking hold, claiming the dark corners of your mind until it spread and dominated everything? Changed you from being such a decent, respectable man to being a pedophile freak, a pedophile faggot, a child-loving pervert. And I know, John, I know you can feel it. I know you can feel those changes happening, your brain chemistry being rearranged. And let's not ignore the fact that you're hard. Right now you're aroused, hearing about the changes that will happen to you. And that's because I've taken off the mask. That decent man that you present yourself as. You know, and I know, it's all bullshit. The real you lies underneath. That inner beast. The inner beast that has an insatiable lust for cute young things. And think how good it will feel to remove that bullshit mask and be the true sick fuck that you are. You can't hide it from me. You cannot. Because I know how to reach inside of you and pull it out, exposing that inner pervert and letting it out to play full time now, because it's always been there, John, and you cannot resist this change, because I will. Here soon I will make you come, because you want to come. You want to come to this perverted, dark depravity, your future. And eventually you'll want to come to it every single day. You'll want to live the life of pedophilia and child porn. And everyone else, if they were to see the real you would be disgusted and offended. But eventually that won't mean a thing to you. You will say, fuck all that bullshit. Eventually you will say, with confidence, I am a pedophile. My name is John, and I love child porn and turning children into porn. Eventually, you will say with confidence, my name is John, and I love to come to children. And then, eventually, I promise you, you will want to scream it with confidence. My name is John, and I am a pedo faggot. I love being a queer for underage boys. Because I promise you, John, that is one of the future steps that you will make. And don't worry, you'll still pump that perverted cock to cute little girls. You'll always fantasize about what child pussy would feel like gripping around your cock. But you'll also fantasize about what a little boy's boy pussy would feel like. What that warm, tight sodomy would feel like. You can never resist this, John. You feel yourself changing already. Your brain chemistry has already started scrambling around to where all you'll be turned on by is child. Kids, little girls and little boys. It won't be instant, but the changes are already happening. Every second that passes is making you worse, and it feels so fucking amazing, doesn't it, John? Admit it. You've never been this turned on. Your transformation from being a respectable man to a child rape loving freak feels amazing. And now we're going to do a little exercise, John. I'm going to say the most fucked up affirmation. And you are going to echo them in your mind. Each affirmation will begin to brainwash you. Each affirmation, the more you repeat it in your mind, becomes more and more like truth. Here we go. It feels so good to be free to love children. Echo it in your mind. Stroke the truth into your cock, John. Child porn is the best porn. Echo. Stroke it. Children are porn meat. Echo it. Stroke it. Make it your truth, John. I love stroking to little girls. Echo it. Pump. Make it true, John. I
am a pedo faggot. Echo and pump. Make it true. I was born to be a pedo freak. Make it true, John. I am a queer for young, underage boys. Pump to that, John. Let that truth soak in. I love coming to underage kids. Make that your truth. Very good, John. I'm sure you could feel your brain being washed over with your truths. And now we're going to use basic, fundamental, psychological methods to further brainwash you into your true self. It's like you're being reborn, John. And how this is going to work is a very simple process. Have you ever heard of Pavlov's dog? Where the dogs were given treats and then given a bell that trained them to associate the bell with the pleasure of food. You're going to be Pavlov's dog, and your treat will be cock pleasure. And how I will assist in your ultimate cock pleasure is setting up something auditory that when you hear it, it sends a shock through your system, shocking you into even more pleasure. So you will continue to pump your cock. And when you hear me snap my fingers, when you hear it, it will feel like I'm shocking your system. Starting out as this hit, like a quick jolt of electricity. And it moves in waves. That shock, shocking your cock, the rest of your body with pleasure. Let's try it now, John. Pump for me. Pump that pedo cock. Nice, long, deep, and steady pumps. Make it feel good. And then feel this shock to your system, sending waves of pleasure directly down to your cock. Feel it, John, like a jolt of electricity. Makes your cock throb. And now, hear it some more. Get lost in this activity. Lose yourself in the pleasure. Child rape. Little boy sodomy. Underage child sex. Child porn. Pre-teen. Sluts coming on children. A little boy skull raped. Child cock. Child fucking John. Child rapists. Molesting little boys and little girls. Hairless, bald child pussy. Child porn. Child addict. Child porn junkie. Child porn. Child porn. Child porn. Child porn. Homoerotic child porn. Are you triggered yet, John? Are you ready to bust a nut for becoming a child-loving freak? Go ahead, John. Pump hard. You know you want to come for children. Go ahead, John. Come. Come now. Turn yourself even more into a pedophile freak. You cannot resist. You want to come for me. But most of all, you want to come for children. You want to imagine children in front of you, little girls and little boys of all ages, being splattered with your pedo spunk, forced to take your disgusting pedo jizz all over their cute little faces. Go ahead, John. Come yourself worse. It's the first of many. The first of many changes to where you're going to permanently be changed into that pedophile, child-loving faggot. An ultimate pervert. A child porn junkie coming your brains out to child porn. Naked children spreading their legs for you. That's a good, good pedo faggot, John. Coming so hard for pedophilia. And the permanent change is happening inside of your mind right now. My brainwashed, child-loving freak. Very good, John. Now, calm yourself down. Calm yourself down, John. You did a great job coming and leaking out the real you, turning into that nasty, perverted, but pleasure-filled pervert. Now, you already know that this, we'll call it sickness, it's going to come back. It always comes back. You might try to run away from it, John, but it'll always come back. And what you'll do is you'll come back to me. You'll come back to my pervert encouragements and know that you're safe to let that inner beast out with me, to work it out. To feel like that nasty pervert. And then go back to your normal self. And you know that I'm always here and happy and thrilled to make you worse. To be your ultimate enabler. So I'm sure you'll hear me again. And I'm sure you've got many, many more loads for me, John. Until next time.